I'm so blown away by our next guest's new album, especially this track. It's called Something You Love. It's so good. You know him as Jack Bauer from 24, the designated survivor, Tom Kirkman, and now you know him as the lead singer in the Kiefer Sutherland Band. It's Kiefer Sutherland. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
First of all, Something You Love is one of those songs where you're driving down Lakeshore Drive, you roll down the windows, you open the sunroof, and you crank it. That is a hit. That is a great song.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much.
I was watching the video, Something You Love, and your guitar has Buddy Holly written on it. Was that a message?
Yeah.
Is he one of your musical heroes?
He absolutely is one of my musical heroes. We were playing a show in Lubbock, Texas. I was going to grab something to eat, and I passed by a statue of Buddy Holly, and I knelt down and kind of looked like I was praying, and a friend of mine took a picture of it and posted it. And I got a wonderful response from his widow. I didn't realize that she had such a fantastic music foundation, not only to keep his legacy alive, but to help teach other children how to play music, to get access to instruments. And they sent me that guitar. And so I've been an ambassador to that foundation. And so I love playing that guitar.
I mean, that video is so good. Was that spur of the moment? Was that planned? Because you're on a street corner playing with your band. How did that work out?
No, we just the guitar player and I used to busk a lot in Europe. When we would be on tour, we would think that, well, why would we practice in our hotel room? Let's just go out on the street. And it kind of became a thing. So we thought that'd be a nice idea for a video. So we shot it. But we shot that in about 45 minutes to an hour with some friends. Really happy with the way it turned out. But no, it was pretty kind of just set up and start playing and see what happens.
It looked like people just started walking up and they realized that it was you, and then they started dancing. I mean, it looked very real, so it is real.
Yes, yeah.
How is your voice right now? Because I feel like I'm straining your voice having you on the radio. Are you okay? Because
no, and I feel really bad. We had a hard one. We did it 5 shows in a row. We went a bit nuts last night, and so today is my voice rest day. You're not going to do it any damage. As long as I'm not singing tonight, I'm good.
Is it true that you've done over 300 shows in the last 2.5 years while doing Designated Survivor?
Yes. Yeah. I think we shot Designated Survivor in Toronto, so it gave us great access to the Midwest. We would shoot for 5 days a week, and then we would get on the bus and come down into the States and play a couple shows and then go back to work. And so we've just been chipping away at it the whole time. And then whenever we finished shooting, we would go out and we would tour pretty hard.
Wow. So do you just live out of a suitcase?
For the last few years, yeah.
Wow, man. We're talking with Kiefer Sutherland. When I first started out in radio, Kiefer, there was an artist named Jude Cole from the Quad Cities. I grew up in Peoria, and he wrote the rock hit Baby It's Tonight. He kind of had a John Waite sound. I always liked his vibe. And then I started reading about your new album, and I didn't realize that you and Jude Cole collaborate. How did you two meet?
Yes.
How did the guy from the Quad Cities meet a guy from Hollywood? How did that happen?
He was really good friends with my wife at the time. I was 19. He didn't have any friends in L.A., and she asked if I would go hang out with him for a minute and just take him out for a drink. And we became best friends within 20 minutes, and we've been friends for 35 years. He's one of the greatest artists and singer-songwriters that I've ever met and known. And he was the one who kind of really urged me to take the songs that I had and record them and make a record. And I'll be forever grateful for that, because I never realized how much I was going to enjoy playing live.
It's such an art. I'm so intrigued with just sitting down and writing a song that has meaning in it. And Jude Cole, man, that guy can write.
He's an incredible songwriter. He's a real craftsman at it.
You know, we had Melissa Etheridge on earlier tonight, and I had talked to her about writing an album, and she said that if she's at Target, something comes to mind, usually she'd have to write it down. Now she just sings into her phone. Is that how it works for you?
I do a mixture of both. You know, I was always enthralled by the story of Keith Richards when writing Satisfaction. he wrote the guitar lick and found it on a tape recorder like 3 weeks later, didn't remember writing it. So the phone's a pretty good idea. You have an idea, just kind of sing into it, and if you find it a couple days later, good for you.
Right. I just saw the Rolling Stones at Soldier Field, and I have to tell you, Mick has not missed a step. He had heart surgery.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's unbelievable how this guy keeps going. And you got Charlie Watts, who turned 79 this year, on the drums, just leading the band. They're fantastic.
Yeah, no, I can't remember who said the quote. It was about the environment, and they said someone's going to have to take care of the environment for Keith Richards. You know, they're just all going to outlive us all.
Right. That is so true. Your new album is called Reckless in Me. What does that mean? Are you reckless? Is that you? What's Reckless in Me?
Well, it's very funny. And most people don't know this, but I used to rodeo. I was a team roper. And so I started writing the song about a horse that I had named Reckless. And halfway through the song, I couldn't figure out whether I was writing about me and the horse going from rodeo to rodeo, or if I was writing about this part of my personality that is reckless, that I've had to monitor, kind of keep in check to the best I can over the years. And so, you know, I let the listener decide.
Smart. I mean, they always say that actors want to be singers, singers want to be actors, but man, you can sing.
Well, I've been writing for a long time. But I finally got to a place where I was really in. I liked the songs that I was writing. It took me a long time to get to a place where I think I lived enough to have something to say.
Right.
And I've gotten there, and I'm certainly aware of the stigma of an actor doing music, and didn't want to do it for a long time, but Jude convinced me to do it. And I'm really grateful for that. You know, at this point in my life, if someone's going to make fun of me, oh my gosh, if I can't take that, then that's on me. So far, people have been incredibly generous about it, and the audiences that we play to have been fantastic, and just having the time of my life with it.
We're talking with Kiefer Sutherland. Can we talk TV and movies right now?
Sure, absolutely. My gosh, yes.
Does it bother you when you watch Animal House for the 144th time and you see your father's bare butt?
No, it bothers his wife. I remember I was about 12 years old, and my dad's wife, of oh my gosh, now almost 50 years, she was an actress as well, and he had said, I don't care what films you make or whatever, but it's just, you know, I don't want you to be naked in them. And so she turned down a few jobs, and so when we went to the opening of Animal House and she saw his ass,
yes,
he got in a lot of trouble.
Of course he did. Yes.
And it wasn't because of morality, it was because he had laid down a different rule for somebody else.
Of course.
It was very funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you call up your father and say, Dad, you absolutely just killed it in this role? Because he was so good in Trust as J. Paul Getty. Off the charts, fantastic.
You know, it's really funny. We don't really ever talk about work. You've actually inspired me to call him up. Every once in a while, I'll call him up and tell him just how incredible I think he is. But we don't get specific about it. And he doesn't do that with me either. I mean, the time we get together, we end up talking about my brothers and right. Our family and my kids and his, you know, everything. But I should, and you're right. I'll give him a bell and tell him about something specific. You know, there were films growing up, certainly, when I would see him in Eye of the Needle or Animal House and stuff like that.
Sure.
He always became, certainly for me as an actor, he became the thing you aspired to, the thing you wanted to. If you could emulate another person's career, you would go after something like that. And he always has been that for me. But it's very funny. The two of us, when we actually end up talking, we talk about kind of silly crap, you know, more than anything else.
Well, you enjoy each other's company. I think we appreciate, well, I know we appreciate our parents as we get older, because now we understand them. I mean, we thought they were crazy, yes, when we were younger, but now we understand them and we want to talk up.
Yeah, all it takes is a couple kids to understand what they went through.
Yes. Jack Bauer on 24 never charged his phone or went to the bathroom.
He did have an endless battery, but he did go to the bathroom. It was just in the commercial break.
You were so good in that role. I know.
Thank you, man.
24 was such a great series, not just watching you on TV, but people would talk about it the next day. That's when you knew you had a hit.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was the gift of a lifetime for an actor. And the truth is, I miss the character, I miss playing it, but we just got to a point where how many bad days can one guy have?
Right.
But I did love it, and it will always be, you know, a real highlight in my life when I look back on everything that I've been so fortunate to have the opportunity to do. That will stand out as the greatest opportunity.
Designated Survivor just came back on Netflix. Does it bother you that, that your character is the president and you can't be president in real life because you were born in the UK?
Doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me at all. You know what's amazing? Right before we started that show, I got a week's itinerary of President Obama, and they had given it to me as access to research. The amount of work that that man did from 4:45 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night was just incredible. It takes a very special person to want to do that job properly. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not a job that I would want. So if being born in the UK is my excuse for never running for public office, then I'll take it.
How would you describe yourself? Are you a fun guy to hang out with? Are you kind of serious? You remind me of the captain of the Chicago Blackhawks, Jonathan Toews. He's such a nice guy, fun to hang out with, but they call him Captain Serious. Would that
I don't think so. I don't think of myself as an overly serious guy. When you go to work, you put your head down and you go do that. Mm-hmm. And the work is the justification for going out and having your time and having a blast. And trying to keep a balance between the two is not always easy, but I've tried to have as much fun as I think I can.
You're currently on tour. The Rolling Stones were just in town. We took calls about the greatest concert you've ever attended in your life. What comes to mind when I say that?
Well, I've seen so many great shows in little bars, and I like watching bands in that circumstance.
Yeah.
But on a big scale, I would have to say we just had the great pleasure of opening up for Muse in Europe.
Sure.
As a kind of alternative rock band, their show is massive. And then as a young person, David Bowie, I went and saw the Sirius Moonlight Tour, and that was an incredible show. So I'm going to pick those two for right now.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you coming on your day off. This is very nice of you.
Absolute pleasure, brother. And thank you for taking the time.
And I encourage people to listen to the album, Something You Love. We posted the video on my Facebook page, and it's just so good.
Thank you so much. Oh, man, thank you so much. And thanks for the support, and I hope we see you down the road.
You're the best, man. Kiefer Sutherland, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. You rock. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Take care. It's 720 WGN.